What's up, guys? Welcome back to another episode of Life, Love and Entrepreneurship. You're with Deepak Shukla. Right now I'm stir-frying mushrooms in my kitchen and I was inspired to record a podcast. Anyway, so what I wanted to talk about today is that the whole Gary V thing. Gary V has obviously got a big enough name now that he says stuff that he's heard somewhere else, as well as, you know, coining it in his own way. And people naturally assume that he's the guy that fucking made the thing up. Document, don't create, right? So I'm starting to explain a video agency of a mate of mine, Umesh, because he's a British Indian like me. He works all hours like me. He doesn't have a life like me. And therefore, I thought he made a good choice of business partner. And one of the things that I just did, and I would encourage you to do, therefore, my mushrooms are burning, is just really document. Do things like this, right? And build in a workflow that makes it as easy as possible to do that. And, you know, the easiest form of content to make is actually you talking or you recording video. So I recorded a quick, you know, video on my phone as I was, you know, finishing off a 10K run, headed back to my house. And then I literally just uploaded it immediately to YouTube pretty much. And that was literally the extent of what I did. And I'd really encourage you to do things like that the same. Now, you might think, oh, okay, well, how is that individual video going to help me? Or how is that individual podcast going to help me? Listen, it's the sum of, it's just one of the many constituent parts that people use to really make decisions as to, you know, how and whether they should work with you. And it really just helps further your brand, right? Because there will be one video, there will be one piece of content, there will be one thing that somebody along the way finds and causes them to really tune into what it is that you do, right? So Amir Borman from Elevano was just saying, dude, you know, I think you're sharp as shit. And he made a reference to, which was really nice. Thank you, brother. He has given me some constructive criticism as to the video that I made for Umesh, that it was in the fucking dark. But one of the things I think that, you know, he pointed out, I mean, he has pointed out, and, you know, it's not even a strength of mine, right, guys? Just really about building the right tools around you and getting used to the process. I'm cutting onions now, by the way, of just literally, like, producing when you have pockets in your day. So right now I felt like sharing something, you know, special with the world. And the reality is the world might not care about this message I have to give to you. You know what's really hard? To multitask. I'm cutting onions. I've got mushrooms. I've now finished with the mushrooms. And now I'm thinking, what the fuck am I even making? Because I've got like a little chicken here. And let's just see what it is that I can whip up. I think that, you know, it's just really important to practice what you preach, to execute. And I keep on hammering the same point, because this is what leads to, like, domination over time, right? I'm slowly beginning to get to the stage now where we're generating, you know, more inbound leads than we are outbound. And all of the kind of sales pitches and calls, I've just leaked some mushroom juice onto my SoundCloud app, you know, leads to, you know, greater returns, to the extent that I'm beginning to turn off some of my outbound activity. So we're becoming a true SEO agency. And what I wanted to say is that, you know what? There will come a time where one video that you produce, you know, gets tons of views, or you start running, for example, paid search engine traffic, you know, you start doing something around that. Then there's going to be people that, you know, are going to be your fans that are going to consume random fucking content like this, that are going to look through all of the stuff that it is that you produce. And they're going to be the ones that are going to be like, dude, you're legit. Dude, you just get stuff done. And you don't know where your victories will come from. And, you know, producing content like this will allow you to, you know, practice for the speeches and the battles of tomorrow. Okay. So, you know, it's all training. It's all valuable. Content can be reused, repurposed, rebuilt, reframed, and all of that stuff. And, you know, just take opportunities as they are put forward to you, and have that attitude. Fuck it. Yeah, let's do it. Let's just damn diddly do it. So that's what I wanted to share. We've reached a 4-minute, 33-second mark. Anything else is now going to be filler content. Goodbye.